I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hospitals in Lebanon have reached capacity as COVID-19 cases surge. The government's declared a state of emergency and imposed a 24-hour curfew from January 14th through the 25th. Nuna of Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says,
they opened the markets for Christmas. They opened gatherings of families for Christmas. And then even for New Year, everything was open. And even till the 6th of January, actually, because this is the second, the Armenian and the Orthodox Christmas. So we waited all this time and people were just mingling together.
Now the small country is reporting thousands of new cases every day. The ministry's temporarily closed their doors, and right now all they can do is send encouraging gospel truths over WhatsApp and make a few food deliveries. Pray many would see the love of Jesus in this ministry and pray the pandemic would end soon. And Slavic Gospel Association's ministry called Emmanuel's Child helps churches in countries like Ukraine reach children in their communities. Around Christmas, children receive a Bible, a Christmas gift, and a paper star with the name of a family who's committed to praying for them all year long. This Christmas, Emmanuel's Child reached more kids than ever before. SGA's Eric Mock says,
reports are flowing in of people that have had a horrible year under the pandemic, and they're so excited that these churches are reaching out to them. And they said these gifts are like a box of hope to them.
An exciting aspect of this program is how it continues to help children even after the Christmas season ends. If you're interested in getting involved or learning how to pray for this ministry, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.